people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey Siobhan, how are you?
Hello, good morning. How's it going?
Oh, it's going so well. So good to talk to you. I'm very, very excited about Traders Ireland. I gather you would be as well.
Are you not sick of it yet?
You are everywhere, let's be honest.
I'm getting texts from my best friend and from my brother going, you're bloody everywhere. You know, you open the fridge and there I am going, welcome to the Traders. What's wrong with you that's walking around the show? It'll be on
Sunday. Come on, that's enough now. What about when you first got the call? Because, I mean, were you one of those people who knew that it was coming, the Irish Traders was coming, and you were kind of excited or not excited or whatever way you would be, but then you get the phone call? Or was this completely out of the blue? You didn't know there was an Irish Traders at that stage?
Completely out of the blue.
Right.
Completely out of the blue. I had no idea there was an Irish Traders. I don't know if it had been announced at that point, actually.
Okay.
Or anything. And, you know, and I've said before, when they did come, I sort of went, haha, no.
Really?
And they had to... Yeah, I did. I did, of course. Because you'd need an actual presenter for this, I thought. So not some chancer from Cork. But they persevered and promised me. So now you're stuck with me, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm very delighted to be stuck with you. it's a TV show that has had enormous success. Obviously, we know it from two major markets, the UK and the US, with Claudia Winkleman in the UK, Alan Cumming hosting the US, and Siobhan McSweeney hosting the Irish one. But what do you think it is about the format of the show? In fact, actually, do you know what? If there's someone listening who hasn't seen an episode of The Traitors anywhere, can you give them a kind of explainer as to what it is?
Oh, I find it so confusing. So basically, it's sort of like one of those sort of after dinner games that
yeah.
we play called Mafia or Werewolf, where perfectly normal people turn into paranoid, accusing their families and best friends of being the traitor for no reason. And they didn't like the cut of their jib while they were having their dessert.
The slice of their ham.
So it's that sense. Do you know what? It turns out it makes fascinating television.
Yeah.
You see an awful lot of human nature. People think that they're very wise and they can play a game and that we're all very literate in front of the camera now. We know how to play the cameras and the angles and what have you. But actually what this show does is, you know, people reveal themselves in very interesting ways, and it's just fascinating to watch. We love doing that. I mean, like, isn't the nicest thing to do in the world? We're about to do it now in about half an hour, is head out to a cafe and gawk at people while they're passing. And
we're just
ultimately fascinated in human behaviour. And I think what will be wonderful about the Irish version is that we sort of think that we have maybe a distinctive personality. You know, there's so many different versions.
The nation, sort of like, yeah.
The nation, exactly. The nation of Ireland. What will that look different than the Brits, or will that look different than the Yanks, or will that look different than the Aussies, or whatever? But there is something gloriously universal about it all. But there are, I'm not going to lie, there are a few things that I did go, oh my God, this could only have happened in Ireland.
Yeah, I've heard you say that, and I'm very excited to see what those things are. I think we'll all recognise them immediately when we do.
Yeah.
Isn't the other...
Not what you think they are.
Oh, really? Okay.
What do you think they are?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Right.
Or maybe they are.
You could be traitoring us. Who knows?
I would be so rubbish in this.
My next question was, do you think you'd be a good traitor or a faithful in this?
No, no. Even as a presenter with my stoic personality persona that I put on, or whatever, I was still deeply like, oh, why are they accusing him? He's so lovely. Why? Why are they being mean? I would not have the personality for it. I'm a big old softy.
Well, I often think in any of these situations where your job is to lie, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, in a good way, like that's just, it's a positive thing for this show or whatever show it is. Mm. I often think to myself, like, I completely operate on the honesty is the best policy thing for my whole life. And I just think if, like, I present a radio show 3 hours a day, I can't start lying because I'll forget what a lie I said last Tuesday and say it again in 6 months' time and get it wrong. So I think they just have to be honest. But I think any situation where I have to kind of pull the wool over someone's eyes, I'm always just so nervous. And like
this,
I'd be terrible.
And you don't know where your eyes are going, or you're like, or do you? And you start thinking like, oh, did they say once in Murder She Wrote that, you know, oh, the suspect is always very calm, and you're like, am I too calm? Maybe I'm more nervous.
I do remember the UK one. There was a girl who went in with long kind of hair extensions, nails, whatever. She was a nail technician, but she had served like for 15 years in the army, but didn't tell anyone that. And because if she did, they would have had a completely different read on her, whereas she went in with the long, and she ended up winning the thing.
Isn't it See, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
We think we know people as well. We think we know what a kind of person is when they present in a certain way. And it just, you know, it's... I'm so grateful to be part of a show that is all about treachery, betrayal, and destroying any semblance of sanity you have, and being able to understand what your neighbour actually is and that they're not awful human beings.
It's what you've always wanted to do. You've always wanted to be at the centre of this.
As a little girl, I used to look out at the night sky and go, maybe one day I will be part of the destruction of civilisation.
Siobhan, before we get on to my little test of you and your ability to spot a traitor, is it true you're back working with Nicola Coughlan in Playboy the Western World?
Yes, she begged me to do a play with her, and I said, Nicola, no, I'm very busy. I present shows now. I don't do anything remotely theatrical, no. Myself and herself are delighted to be reunited to be doing Playboy of the Western World, which will open this December at the National Theatre.
Oh,
it'd be great to be working with her again. I actually last year was working with another Derry girl, Louisa Harland, Jessica Lunasa, in the same theatre, so I'm just working my way through them.
That's brilliant. What an amazing combination. It worked on the telly, it works on stage as well. Right, let's do this.
Yeah, and we're good pals, and it's a fantastic play, and that's where I started off. Theatre is,
of course,
actually where I'm happy.
Well, now you're happy putting on a persona and presenting the Irish version of Traitors. So let's see if all the shooting that you've done, all the excitement that we're about to witness on our TV screens, has it rubbed off on you? Can you spot the Today FM traitor? What I'm going to do is I'm going to play you some things, some pieces of audio you'll hear from some famous Today FM presenters. And after each one, and when you hear from all three, I will ask you who you think the traitor is. And we'll see if you can spot them, okay?
Okay. Hearing all three, or are you deciding after each one?
Yeah, I'll play all three each time, and then you'll decide. Yeah. So here's your first round. First clue is simply this.
Hi, I'm Alison Curtis.
Hello, I'm Ian Dempsey.
It's Misha Louise Cantlin.
So there you go. You got three people, and I know there's nothing to base it on other than the sneakiness in their voice. But who do you think is the Today FM traitor based on that alone?
Well, as a child of the 80s and 90s and growing up being told that the world was a lovely place, not filled with scoundrels at all, I have to say the biggest traitor out of the three of those has to be Ian Dempsey.
Right. Okay, so we got one vote for Ian. I'll put that down there. Okay, here is your second round of clues. They're each going to tell a story. Two of them are true, one of them is a lie. Let's have a listen to Alison.
The year was 2007, and I was producing the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. And we went to Shanghai for Special Olympics Ireland for the games that were happening. And we went to this massive stadium in Shanghai for the opening ceremonies. It was long, as you can expect. So we decided to leave when we thought things were finishing. But all these officials in this massive stadium were trying to tell us to stay in our seats or stay in the stadium. But we found our way out and we got outside of the stadium and we bumped into Colin Farrell. And then we soon realized what the officials were trying to tell us to do and why they wanted us to stay in the stadium. The shells from the fireworks started plummeting down on us. And Colin looked at myself, Ian, and the whole team that were there and said, "Leg it!" And we ran down the stairs, dodging the shells of fireworks.
Okay, Siobhan, that's Alison's story. This is Ian's story.
Well, I've only actually been to Electric Picnic a few times, but last year I went to see Kylie Minogue, or Kylie's show. Kylie, my friend Kylie, at Electric Picnic. And after the show, I ended up backstage with her. And the greatest night out. We're actually with this guy, I don't know whether you know him, Darren Smith is his name. He's now, he's a TV producer or something like that, but he used to work in EMI Records. And he knew her from way back. So the two of us went in, and we were there for the entire night. But it was Sunday night, and I had to work on Monday. And I made it to work on the Monday morning because, you know, I never miss a show.
There you go. That's Ian's story and now Louise's story.
So when I was 19 years old, I moved to China and I studied Kung Fu, fighting, Tai Chi, dragon dancing and Chinese medicine for 3 months. And I lived in the northwest region of China called Chengdu.
Okay, there are your three stories. Now, based on their names only, you thought Ian was the traitor. But having heard the three stories, two of them are true, one of them is a lie. Which one do you think is a lie, and who do you think the traitor is?
No, they're very good stories. I'm inclined to believe them all. I mean, Ian, it's a bit suspicious because he is mentioning Darren Smith, who I know is an utter scoundrel. If there's any treachery or mischief to be involved, he would be involved in that. So maybe it is Ian. However, Louise, that sounds absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So, Captain... Theda Gwil Tussa on traitor.
Gumma, so you're voting for Louise. Okay. The final...
Misha, stand up. Feel yourself.
The final one now is you're going to hear them, who they think the Today FM traitor is. Here's Alison.
Ian is pretty brilliant at disguise, as he obviously is playing along with hundreds of Gift Grub characters for the last 25 years, but... I actually think the traitor is Louise Cantillon because she is cheeky. She has that in her. I think it's her.
Right, that's Alison's theory. Here's Ian's.
I'd like to say that I know that the Today FM traitor is Alison. Because, you know, hang on a second. I pass her by all the time. She lives on the north side of Dublin, right? In the heart of Dublin City. And she has this Canadian accent. Give me a break. Somebody's pulling the wool over somebody's eyes. And you know, you want to come over to my place for some poutine sometime?
All right, that's Ian's theory and here's Louise's.
So I reckon the traitor out of all of us has to be Ian Dempsey. I've sat across from him doing a quiz before and he's got this poker face. He's kind and sound, lures you in like butter would melt. But then he's the king of waffle after all. And I reckon would make the perfect traitor.
Okay, this is what it boils down to now. You need to tell us, Siobhan McSweeney, having heard the accusations, the stories, the deliveries of their names, who do you think is the Today FM traitor?
I hate them all. Look at the way they turned at each other. This is what I'm talking about. They were three very lovely, normal people. And 5 minutes later, they're all turning on each other. That's the power of this show. I think I'm going to have to stick with Louise, you know.
Stick with Louise. So we're circling Louise's name. Let's find out. Will the real... Today FM traitor, please reveal yourself. It's Ian, isn't it? She says. Who is the Today FM traitor?
Ian Dempsey.
It is Ian Dempsey!
King of Waffle
himself. Yeah. Listen, he managed to pull the wool over all of our eyes. We only just got that message a couple of seconds ago to find out who it actually was. So fair play. We all thought it was Louise, but apparently she did go to China and study Kung Fu. Who knew that? They're learning all things all over the place. Siobhan, this is going to be amazing. The whole country is so excited about it, honestly.
I really hope it's going to be good. We had great time doing it, and Kite Entertainment, in all honesty, they have really pulled out all the stops for this. I mean, it's really impressive what they've done. So fingers crossed you like it. And if you don't like it, it had nothing to do with me. If you do like it, it was all down to me.
That's the perfect way to wrap it up. Siobhan McSweeney, thank you so much for taking the time today. Best of luck on Sunday when you're watching it with everyone else. We're going to have an absolute ball. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.